Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. And today, we're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start right now. So please take your seat, begin to get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or you may sit in a chair. Either one is totally fine. And as we get settled, I want to relate a very brief story to you, something that happened to me a few years ago that helps me. It helps me when I recall this story in those moments, which are not infrequent, where I feel just overwhelmed by the world, by my own problems, by my inability to stop being angry or stop being depressed or fearful, you know, things that make us human, among other things. So this happened, three or four or five years ago, something like that. I was in New York City staying with a friend of mine, and another friend was visiting who happened to be a Tibetan translator who was traveling with a very well-known Lama as his translator. And he was this tiny guy, maybe he was 5'2", very slender, wearing robes, and he had just arrived in the United States for the first time a couple days ago. And he flew into somewhere, I don't know where, anyway, ended up at the Port Authority. And when he exited the Port Authority, he realized that he had been pickpocketed and everything he had was gone. His passport, his money, and his ticket back to India, where he lived. He was stripped of the things that one would really, really require in order to feel comfortable. So I was very curious. Here's a Tibetan translator, deeply practiced, a lifelong meditator, someone who has cultivated compassion and equanimity and serenity and so forth. Didn't he get pissed off when someone pickpocketed him in the Port Authority? So I asked him, I said, didn't it make you angry? And he said, well, yes, at first it did, but then I just offered it. And that was such an amazingly beautiful thing that he said, because he's like, okay, yeah, I'm human, I got angry. But he sort of switched this I got robbed to I gave it to you. In other words, instead of looking at it as something that was taken from him, which it was, there's no question about it, we can't make up that it wasn't. But in his mind, he changed it from something that victimized him to something that he gave with generosity. So without knowing who took it or why they took it, or maybe that who knows what, he made it in his mind a gift. So we can do this too. And often in those circumstances that I mentioned a moment ago of anger and confusion and so on, I think to myself, I am so upset by this thing that is happening to me or in the world or whatever it is. How am I going to possibly manage this agitation? Because it's overwhelming. In those moments of clarity, I think to myself, well, I could always just offer it. And meaning, I don't know how my grumpiness or rage or confusion could possibly benefit others. But maybe, just in case it can, I am going to make it an offering. So I say to myself, or just imagine in some way that feels natural to me, I offer this rage, I offer this fear, I offer this joy, I offer this sadness, I offer my confusion, so that somehow, even though I cannot imagine how, it could somehow be a gift to someone else, that it could somehow benefit other beings. So this is quite a remarkable notion of generosity, and I offer it to you. And without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So begin your practice by taking a good seat, which first means noticing that you are actually here sitting down, presumably. Because often we feel maybe that we're floating a little bit above the ground, but please land. Give your weight to your cushion or your chair. And feel your sit bones rooting down, anchoring you. And notice how your back body sort of blossoms up from this firmly rooted base, like a tree blossoms up from its root system. And let there be a sense in your torso of upward rising, while your sit bones continue to reach down. In Buddhist thought, this is called joining heaven and earth in your own body. Heaven meaning whatever you conceive of as the divine. Your hands are palms down, just above the knee. And let your belly relax. And let it relax some more. Let there be a continual sense of release of the belly, of relaxing and letting go. Let your heart soften. Whatever that means to you. Breath comes in and out through the nose naturally. No, all breathing is acceptable. There's no technique for breathing. And the eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. And let the eyes be very soft. Imagine they could sit back in the sockets a tiny bit while vision streams forth from the eyes. And feel that you are breathing. Feel your breath. Feel your body breathing. Notice what it feels like to inhale. Sense of perhaps of filling, and what it feels like to exhale, a sense perhaps of emptying. And then it begins again on its own, taking in and letting go. Let your mind be as it is, meaning no need to try to stop thinking or think spiritual things or anything like that. Your mind will just continue making thoughts. And it's no problem. But let your primary attention be on your breath, the felt sense of breath. And should you notice that it has strayed back into thought, Absolutely no problem. When you notice, just let go with a light touch. Meaning, don't shove it away, just let it go. And gently come back to your breath. And take a fresh start. Thank you so much for your practice.